Welcome to Classy Ring Attire. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And we got nothing.
we really don't.
The thing is...
Like, so much to the point where we were just, like, you know, because, you know, before we start recording this, we kind of, like, pre-game it. We talk over, or we
hash
discuss,
out.
Yeah, we discuss some things that we want to talk about. I was literally just talking about my hatred for Kesha, and then I came up with, well, I've learned a horrible truth that Joel actually likes Kesha.
Mostly I like to annoy you.
Okay, well that
so,
makes more sense.
Now that I know your hatred for Kesha, it's gonna come back to haunt you in a bad way. Bad way.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
It'll be worth the $9.95.
I'm kind of wishing for an explicit tag right now.
However, however much a Kesha CD costs.
So, yeah, Joel, it's October 3rd.
It is. It's October 3rd.
Which means absolutely nothing. So, Raw happened. That was there. And, I mean, it wasn't a bad Raw. It was an enjoyable Raw.
But this one was, like, back and forth, like, when it opened up, and I told you, when it opened up, it was a video recap of CM Punk, my favorite, talking to Mick Foley, my old favorite, about Paul Heyman, my favorite.
The other guy.
All edited by the WWE video package editors.
Yeah.
So who are the greatest editors in the world.
Very true.
So, it was just fantastic.
Matter of fact, if they cut together some sort of, like, video package of the presidential debate, it'd probably be the most action-packed thing we've ever seen.
Well, that's the thing, is, like, they made this, you know, it was Punk and Foley talking to each other in the ring, and
yeah.
They made it seem fascinating, like, you know, with the, whatever they did, and I was like, oh, look at this. Yeah. But.
Calm down, buddy.
Oh, man.
Just.
It was a.
Put it back in your pants.
I'm more excited that it happened than actually watching it.
Fair enough.
It's just all my favorite things.
Alright, yeah. So, we get the opening segment after the video package. And it's Punk and Heyman who talk a lot about AJ, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And they want Paul to take over as GM, and then
I accept.
I would accept as well. And then Biggie and Dolphin came out, and basically threw her name in the hat.
I do not accept. I reject. No.
Thank you, Joel. Just useful, as always.
That's how I'm going to do this whole podcast.
Oh, crap. That means I'm going to have to carry it.
I'll offer one to two-word opinions. Yays right. Or nays. About halfway through, I'm just going to start doing thumbs up and thumbs down, which would be,
like,
really unhelpful on an audio podcast.
Very true. And you know how lazy I am. I'm going to get really tired in like 5 minutes and just stop talking. So get ready for a lot of quiet time, people.
A moment of silence for John Cena's shoulder.
I was going to do a moment of silence for my laziness, but okay. So we get this weird segment between these people, and AJ comes out.
I'm guessing AJ's on her way out.
I would assume so. Like, they're already playing up the whole, you know, other superstars not necessarily involved with the main storyline getting upset about how things are going. So I would assume that they wouldn't be pulling the strings unless they were actually going to do that specifically. Like, we saw this, you know, few weeks ago with Swagger, and Lord knows he's got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah. That was his storyline. I need to take a break.
I need to take some time off, man, because the powers that be, yeah, screw those guys.
Well, here's the thing. With the Divas, like, dropping two names in a week and a half, I can see them really wanting AJ to get back into in-ring action.
Yeah. Here. They're definitely...
I guess we haven't covered this, but yeah, Kelly.
Not that
is gown. So
I never thought that someone's dumb, like, TV persona name would be better than your actual name. I did not know her real name was Barbie Blank.
Yeah.
How bland and just white bread can your name be? Like, first of all, I'm named after a plastic toy that pictures the ideal woman of the 60s. And then her last name is just blank.
I mean, you can see Barbie Blank. Like, it's another totally legitimate wrestling name for her.
It is, and it fits her personality, because she is really just a Barbie face. I mean, there's nothing else there. I never felt anything towards Kelly Kelly. Like, I don't have any kind of appeal towards her, whether it be, you know, a physical attraction or an admiration. It definitely was an admiration of ring work.
Well, we talked about it before. Like, her character was maximum top 100. Like,
yeah,
that was it for her as far as character. So
true.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I'm surprised that she got cut, because it wasn't long ago that she was the John Cena of
Joan Cena,
the Diva Division. Yeah, so I'm guessing there's very good possibility that AJ will be dropped back in there to fill in a number one diva.
Really? You don't think they're going to let Eve run with it for a while? Not as a top face. Yeah, I get.
Is Eve a heel still?
I guess. Like, there's just, they really don't care about that.
I mean, they're giving her solid face work. She's showing good sportsmanship, and Layla's just mad all the time. How dare Eve win this match for us? So,
yeah. I expect to see. I would expect to see AJ back in the swing of things as far as in-ring. And I would expect more of a push for Caitlyn. It seems like they're solidly behind her. Even if, you know, the whole Diva Battle Royal was, you know, famously botched, and she wasn't supposed to be the winner of that thing. They still ran with it.
Famously botched.
Okay, I have no other way to describe it. More than five people
factually botched.
More than five people watched it botched. You know, and they didn't automatically, like, you know, pull the story or anything. They kind of ran with it. You know, they developed an alternate story where they had the same outcome. You know, they just ran with it for a while. So obviously they're not, you know, they may not be terribly high on her right now, but they're, you know, solidly behind her.
I liked her on NXT.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought she was good.
I loved her on with Jason Bateman.
I miss NXT.
I miss that version of NXT. Yeah.
Like, oh man,
don't get me wrong. From what I hear, the new NXT is where you're getting some solid matches. I mean, get a Coheed and Cambria song to open it up. So I mean, I'm digging that. Hooray for that, but we lose stories such as, you know, Bateman and Caitlin and
Maxine and Johnny Curtis.
Maxine and Johnny Curtis. Yeah. Holy crap, was that just,
that was gold.
And abducting, like, Josh Matthews. Like, that was more of a Curt Hawkins and
yeah, they were good on there too.
Yeah, until Tyler Rex left to go be a good daddy. I mean, come on, paying attention to your family. Come on,
poor Curt Hawkins.
What a selfish douche nozzle.
His tag team partner left, like, right before WWE started caring about the tag team division.
It's like,
again.
Hey, Curt. I know we're on a decent run right now, but kids, bro. Like, not like, you know, it was a new development, but like, he just woke up and be like, oh, crap, I have kids.
But here's the thing, like, as he's leaving, like, Curt Hawkins probably hears, like, the door click at the same time he hears, we're really going to push the tag team division now. And he's just like, ah. That's just, like, bad timing for that guy.
What is he doing, like, now? I really haven't seen that.
I don't know.
Does he have kids? Maybe he needs to go, you know, maybe he needs to go spend some time with Tyler Rex's kids, too.
I don't know.
That's what kids need these days, two daddies.
I have not seen him since then. Also, Beth Phoenix is
reportedly on her way.
About to leave.
Which is, you know, it's sad to see her go, but, you know, really can only do this for so long.
Yeah.
It feels like she was just here yesterday, but she's actually been around for quite a bit. So, you know, it's a shame, but she's been impressive and definitely gave us something to cheer for.
Yeah, in this
division.
It was a kind of thing where, you know, we were kind of really excited about and waiting for this Beth Phoenix and Karma match.
Yeah.
And since, you know, extenuating circumstances kept that from happening, like, right. There's not, I'm no longer waiting for that Beth Phoenix thing. Like, I liked her in the ring, and I'm, you know, really happy when she's in the main diva storyline.
Right.
But the thing that I really wanted her for isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
It's a shame, but I think she's done well.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, that was just that one misstep with her and Natalya when Beth started wearing skirts that just really put me off. I don't know. Her skirts just didn't do anything for me.
I told you, like, I think she looks so much better with the headband. I think that headband really makes the outfit.
The headband just completes everything. Classy ring attire, Joel, is your accessorizer.
It's classy ring attire.
So I should wear headbands?
If you must.
Alright, well, I'm going to pull out my Zack Ryder woo-woo-woo headband, if I can get it undone.
That's definitely a broski headband and not a woo-woo headband.
You want to bet? Look at that. WWWYKI.
Alright.
As much as Joel hates it when I play with things that make noise when we record podcasts, that's the sound of Velcro.
That's okay. I'm editing all this out anyway. I was wrong about something. The world will never know.
Alright, make sure it's not upside down. Okay. Alright, this is great. This is riveting podcasting for people who can't see, which is all of you. Is that better?
The lovely.
The lovely.
Oh!
What do you
see? I'm looking down at the things that happened this week, and up pops World Championship Debate.
Oh.
I'm like, remember when I said this was an okay episode? No. I take that back. This taints the rest of the episode.
We forgot about that. The bad thing about this is the highlight of it was the accidental destruction of Big Show's podium, where he literally just leaned on it and the thing.
I will say, I did laugh at Big Show saying, "May I please have another podium?"
Well, first, you know, the panel fell off, and then he just threw it over, and it just kind of collapsed. And then he was, you know,
now
pissed about that.
I will say, it was either last week or the week before where I asked, I said, I accept anything over Sheamus and Del Rio and Hell in a Cell.
True.
So, begrudgingly, I shan't complain about this.
I mean, you still can.
I will stick by. I will not complain about the fact that the match is happening.
Okay.
The fact that you're putting this in debate format,
okay,
I will complain
okay.
about.
All right, okay.
Because, with the lone exception of R-Truth and Spiders, the debate format never works. Never, never, never. Never, never.
Yeah, no, it's always bad. It's not always bad. When you have, let's say, six people debating, and one of them is R-Truth, and he's talking about spiders, then...
That's exactly what I said 30 seconds ago, with the lone exception of R-Truth and Box of Spiders. With the words that came from my mouth.
I'm like,
covered the bases.
Like, okay, we're editing that part out because Chris is an idiot.
Covered the bases.
Okay, so... It was... Okay, I don't know. I understand why they did it. They wanted to... giant panda bears for what's going on this week with
the
president.
With
the president
debate. Plus, there's no feud here. They gotta start making
they
a feud.
They literally, which, in all honesty, that's how the Sheamus and El Rio thing started. It just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know.
It's just insta-feud.
Yeah.
And I will say, like, with Big Show, like, you kind of turned him heel because Tensai wasn't working out for you.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with Big Show heel. Big Show, who is, like, one of your biggest fan-pandering, cuddly faces. So, I would be interested to see, like, a comedy heel Big Show. Because Big Show, whenever you need Big Show to be a legitimate threat, he can always revert right back to that legitimate threat.
To, thing. You know, Big Anchor Bear.
Yeah, he's been there long enough. He's a huge enough human being that, you know, he can always jump back into that main event.
Thanks for that expert analysis, Joel. Joel, he has went on record to say that Big Show is a big human being.
I stand by it.
Way to get the hard truths out there.
But I would be like the actual comedically entertaining heel. You don't really get that much. Like thinking back.
Yeah.
So I would be interested to see that. Basically, this belt needs to go off of Sheamus. So I'm gonna hope Big Show wins this. I would like another reign for Big Show.
Okay.
And then Mark Henry.
Okay.
That's what I want.
All right. I love how you like kind of you're trying to throw it to me, and I really don't care. So I'm just letting you sink.
But you have it now.
Well, I had to explain myself while I was being a jerk on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's be honest, I'm always a jerk. Yeah. We kind of skipped ahead a little bit. Something weird happened. We had a match between Antonio Cesaro versus Brodus Clay in a very quick squash match, which isn't abnormal for Brodus Clay, but it was Brodus Clay getting squashed.
Yeah.
Isn't this the first pin he's taken?
No, he's taken a loss before, but he's never.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the first pin he's taken. He took a legit pin this week.
Didn't Big Show pin him at one point? During Big Show?
Yeah, I guess so. But still, it's surprising.
No, it's surprising. It's especially surprising that, like, he gets squashed like
by a mid card belt holder. Like, I would expect if they were going to have anyone completely demolish him like that, it would be an upper card monster kind of character.
Right.
I mean, sure, it was impressive to see Cesaro get Clay up like that, but it's just weird. Like, I don't understand the reasoning for that.
I don't know. I mean,
unless they're just really trying to push Cesaro.
Yeah, that could be the thing. Is like they're really behind him, think he's going good.
But then we all thought that they were behind Brodus, but I don't know.
The dancing magic has kind of started to wear thin on Brodus.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's just kind of starting to run its course.
And you're kind of in, like, a what now plus spot for him.
But to be fair, he's been kind of in that spot for a while now.
No.
A lot of us have been asking, like, so what are you going to do now? Like, and he would have, like, these really weird, like, just semi-trying feuds that really just didn't go anywhere after a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was really intrigued with him and Sandow.
Yeah. Because,
like, he's kind of exactly
the opposite of
what Sandow would be, you know, against.
Right.
So there's a really good, legitimate story reason feud and not, you know, not this feud for nothing that we constantly have a problem with.
Right. And then they just kind of went nowhere with it.
Yeah.
And then that's really the last thing he's really done.
Yeah.
So, yeah that's weird.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm ready for the five languages thing to be done.
Yeah, me too. At least they're doing it with pre-tape stuff.
With the video, so it can
happen. It goes a little bit quicker.
Yeah, like that can happen while he's making his way to the ring. So
we had this another strange thing that happened with Ryback versus Tensai. It's a good and a bad because it's good that they have Ryback for real competing against, you know, actual people. But it was Tensai.
Yeah.
And bad enough he couldn't do his finishing move on Tensai. Bad enough he tried twice and couldn't do it. That was just kind of... I mean, he did pull out the big clothesline. Because wasn't that his big thing when he was in NXT?
Yeah.
It was good to see that as the as the finisher of it.
I mean, we should also, I guess, mention that Ryback and Punk went nowhere. Like, they moved from backstage starry glary to in the ring starry glary, but that's it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just they're biding their time. Like, maybe anytime Punk's going after someone who can't really fight back as well as he could.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe he's just, you know, the quiet protector or whatever, you know.
But, like, in any other case, I'd be totally with you, being like, that's, you know, this slow build, I totally buy it. But we're assuming that Cena's going to be at Hell in a Cell, which means they don't have time to slow build this feud.
Right. Unless they know that that Cena's not going to be back.
Cena will not be there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing I would be okay with, you know.
I mean, I saw photos of the arm, and it looks pretty gritty. Like,
I mean, there's definitely the ability to, you know, have Cena say, I'm ready to come back, and Punk stand by this, no, I'm not facing you. You know,
right.
Throw him a solid heel slot. Although, like I said before, I would hate to see Ryback's feud end in getting squashed in somebody else's story.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long build-up for that to fizzle out right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm ready for this. I feel like I've invested in this character.
Are you really that invested?
Against my will.
Okay.
But invested nonetheless.
You were forced into character.
Do you know how much time I've spent watching this guy squash people?
About 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah, but that adds up. I probably spent a good Game of Thrones length episode watching this guy squash people.
Why Game of Thrones?
Because there's no commercials, so it's longer.
You could have said, like, Newsroom or something.
Yeah, I could have, but it's a Game of Thrones.
Alright. Speaking of, have you seen the Royal Rumble poster?
See?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind Rock doing, like, a guest star role. He'd fit right in with I can't think of the,
I don't know what you're talking about. Who?
I know Khal Drogo's people.
Oh, Dothraki.
Yeah, Dothraki. That's what I was looking for. I don't know why I could think of Khal Drogo, but not Dothraki.
You can see that. It's called the Scorpion King.
That was the one thing. Like, he could go on there, be part of their whole tribe thing, but it would look a little bit too much like Scorpion King. Like, I had that thought. But you know what? I don't care.
Or it could be Scorpion King 3 starring Batista.
Oh, Batista and his belly button tattoo.
I'm ready for Batista to come back.
Okay. I mean, we've had enough time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I don't want to wait too long because I don't want sad and saggy Batista.
Yeah, that's probably coming soon.
Yeah, I still want Angry Animal Batista. Although...
He's got plenty to be angry about because he has the same MMA career that no one gives a crap about.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the Batista I want back is really I just want Brock Lesnar back, but in more. Because I just want angry, fighty Batista. So...
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to watch with that.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, alright.
Excuse me.
Carry on. Oh, so I'm actually, despite it feeling like Teddy Long can't take it over everything, I'm really excited about this tag team tournament to determine number one contender.
I'm okay with the tournament, because at least there's a reason for people to be tag teaming together. Now, I would be complaining more with the whole Teddy Long, you know, tag team joke that we like to make, if it was just, you know, random dudes getting paired off again with each other against other random dudes that are paired off. Like, these are actual tag teams that were formed weeks or months ago. So, right. I'm okay with that. And I like the idea of a tournament because, you know, it really gets to build up the whole division, I think.
It does. Plus, you know...
Except for the guys that were, you know, beating the first round.
Right away.
Like, the only ones I give a crap about. The Usos and the Colognes, both out in the first round. What the crap?
I don't know. Rhodes Scholar is going good.
I know.
I'm okay, because I really just want Rhodes Scholar and Team Friendship. Because
I would be okay with that. I'm still waiting on that shirt to get here. Oh, dear Lord, I can't wait for that shirt.
Quick shirt update, not here yet.
Not here yet. I got an email from WWE Shop saying that it has shipped, so hopefully soon.
Matter of time.
It will be all over Twitter, trust me.
Yeah, I think I've said it a lot that the worst part about Raw is these matches that are just there to fill time, that there's no exterior stakes. And tournament and, like, valid struggles for the number one contendership.
Wait, hold on. We have steak?
Yes. Steaks. Valid struggles. If you let me get my point across.
Go on.
Christopher Mulberry Sanders.
Mulberry?
That's right. You get Mulberry this week.
It's not even close. Okay, go on. Why if you turn the M upside down? Okay. I won't interrupt
you. I totally forgot.
I won't interrupt you again, I promise.
Valid steaks.
What?
And yum.
What?
Okay.
People don't chant, okay.
What?
Exactly. What? Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
What?
This is awesome. Thank you, Vince.
Rocky. Cena sucks.
Let's go Cena. I was like, we like Cena? What is the other half of that chant?
We like Cena.
I was thinking of the We Hate Cena shirt guy.
We need to start our own chant. Be like, we like Cena. Not let's go Cena. Forget that mess. That's for 5-year-olds.
I want We're Impartial.
We're impartial.
So are we.
Oh, Lord. Write that one down, because next time we go to a WWE event, I'm doing it.
All right. Sounds good. What was I saying about tag teams?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Number one contendership.
I kept interrupting you.
That should be a thing. Like, I really hate it how number one contenderships are like, you get it now.
Oh, yeah. It seemed very arbitrary. And see, I always liked it when we had tournaments. Like, I love King of the Ring. I love this tag team thing we're doing. And I thoroughly enjoy it when there's some sort of structure thing determining.
It's why CM Punk's complaints and thoughts about not giving Cena another chance feel totally legitimate to me.
Right, because he just seems to be given.
Yeah. Like, I am all about, I would be totally happy to see Cena and Punk in Hell in a Cell. I think they put on a fantastic match.
Right.
I really would like that to happen.
Yeah.
But I want Cena to earn it.
Yeah, we want some logical explanation as to why they're fighting again.
Right. So, on that note, Cena wasn't on Raw this week.
I'm impartial?
Well, here's the thing. Since I started watching, this is the first episode Cena's missed since I started watching again.
Really?
Yep.
I feel
that he's completely not been on. He was on, he did a via satellite.
Alright.
When he did via satellite, when he, like, against Nexus 1 week.
Right.
And he did via satellite the week that we went and saw it. However, he then came out for the main event.
For the dark match.
Yeah, so he was still there. But he still was on via satellite, so he didn't, quote, miss that episode. This is the first episode that he has not made an appearance. I think since he came back for Royal Rumble, which would have been 2009? 8?
I could go back and think and do research on that, but I don't care.
Well,
God, I bet there was a lot of, like, 5-year-olds that went home crying. And that brings a smile to my face. That makes me happy.
Well, there were definitely, you know, Cena shirts out there on little kids.
Yep.
They've pulled him from all advertising.
Yeah.
For the show, because, you know, I don't know.
Right.
But here's the thing that was really interesting because of that I noticed. The main event this week was CM Punk, who is supposed to be heel, even though we cheer for him. Dolph Ziggler, who's supposed to be heel, even though we cheer for him. And Team Friendship.
Who are supposedly heels.
Who are, yeah, even though
we
cheer for them, they're heel. And even if they're faces, they're not pandering to the crowd,
right.
You know.
Yeah, so
it's great to be here.
Our main event was heels versus heels.
there is no other top face that is being pushed as a face. Like, Sheamus tried to fill in, because he had his debate segment, and he had his overcoming the odds by kicking out Rhodes Scholar segment.
Right.
So, but he's a SmackDown guy. Like, he's SmackDown champion. So, there's nobody there to be top face without Cena.
Yeah, especially since they moved Punk full-blown heel.
Punk, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, this is what happens.
This is what happens when your main guy gets hurt.
Yeah. This is what happens. Stuff
with people like Sheamus.
When you don't build your mid-card for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
This is your pants getting caught around your ankles, right here.
Dear God, imagine what would happen if Cena was gone for an extended period of time and they don't have anyone to step in and Randy Orton's gone.
I mean, Randy Orton's there, but they're not trusting Randy with stuff right now.
Well, yeah, and he's filming now.
Is he filming now?
Yeah.
So he is
That's gone. Why he got knocked out by Big Show on SmackDown.
Okay. I knew he was filming soon, but okay.
Yeah, no, he's already off and started.
Somebody would have to turn face.
Somebody would have to. Like, I don't know if they would move Punk back over or what, or they would just elevate a guy like Kofi or something. So I can't really think of anyone else who's big enough to step in.
I mean, I'm like 6 months extended period of time. Because, like, if it was 1 month, 2 months extended period of time, like, yeah, somebody like Kofi would get a small bump. Punk would beat him at 2 pay-per-views. Cena would be back.
Right.
But, yeah, like a 6 month absence on Cena's part, somebody's turning face.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's you know it would be really hectic to throw together for the company, but it would be kind of interesting to see.
Yeah.
Because we haven't gotten that in a long time, you know? So, I don't know.
I mean, also, you know.
And it makes you wonder, like, you know, because you forget how big of a face Punk was, and you think back, it's like, Cena hasn't been in the title picture for a long time, you know, and it's because, you know, Punk's been the champion, he's been the face champion.
Yeah.
You know? It's just weird.
Well, Cena is not in the champ title scene when Cena has more important stuff to do.
Right. Yeah. Because, basically it went Miz for a while, then Belt, then Punk, then, Punk came back. Del Rio got the championship, and then Cena stepped in and took it back. And Del Rio took it back.
Yeah.
The only taken out
was The Rock.
Right.
He was too busy focused on The Rock to be champion.
Because at that point, after Del Rio took it back, Cena literally had nothing, and he wasn't even on TLC.
Right.
And then just from there, he did the Kane bit.
Which was really just filling time
till The Rock could be back. Then afterwards, he dealt with the Laurinaitis situation for like 3 months.
Yeah.
3 pay-per-views. And now, as soon as that's done, he's back in the title hunt with Money in the Bank.
Yeah. So, I mean, even go the other way. Like, the only reason Miz got the championship and got it from Orton was because through all that time, Cena was focused on Nexus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he's basically either trying to be champion or saving the company from the greatest threat it has ever faced. Be it Nexus or Johnny Ace or whatever, but like...
And before that, it was championship.
Yeah. So
I like how we just mapped out like the last 2 years for Cena.
But it throws a valid point that...
Yeah, it's Cena or worse. Or no, the championship or what's a bigger threat.
Yeah, Cena does not have feuds anymore.
No.
He
has showdowns with...
He has feuds with the champion.
Potential apocalypse.
But that's because it's no longer acceptable for two people to just want the belt. They have to want the belt plus hate each other.
Yeah.
So.
Which, well, originally that's what Punk and Daniel Bryan was. They just...
Daniel Bryan just wanted the belt. He wanted the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, there was no real, like, thing against each other.
And it was great.
It was fantastic.
But
eventually they hated each other, but that just comes with the growing feud.
That comes with growing feud, and I totally accept that.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, Punk and Jericho, another story. That whole storyline was out of, you know, hatred.
Right. So, but here's the thing.
Okay.
There's been internet rumors, which you can look up yourself,
because we're lazy.
Been internet rumors that Vince is on the lookout for the next face of the company.
From what talent they've got right now?
I don't know.
It was like from development.
Well,
which
I think it would be from development.
You should never really plan that out.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is like, this is supposed to be a big deal because this will be the last time Vince does it.
Yeah.
First of all, if Vince isn't dead, he's going to have some say, you know, 7-8 years down the line when
right.
we pick the next face. Yeah, but they've been saying, like, he's picking a young guy. So, like, Sheamus, CM Punk are already too old in the early 30s.
Yeah.
To be the guy.
Trying to think of the really young guys.
Tyson Kidd.
How young is
Tyson? Isn't he late 20s?
I'll check. Do the Google machine. Right.
Well, here's my point, anyway.
Go ahead.
Planning to have a face for 6 to 7 years, be the face of your company for 6 to 7 years, seems problematic. Because 32?
Tyson Kidd is 32.
But he's so little!
I know. He's so tiny.
How old is Cody Rhodes? Cody Rhodes was my other possibility. 27. Okay.
It's still a little,
I mean, I don't know, like, you know, the first jump choice is Dean Ambrose. I don't know how old Dean Ambrose is.
But he's definitely going to be a heel, though.
Cena came in as a heel.
Well, not 26. They're just getting old.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, go to the heyday, the Attitude Era, where Rock was top guy for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And Stone Cold was top guy for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And those...
Yeah, you just got that window, yeah.
And those guys overlapped, and they also kind of, like, swam in and out with, like, Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Undertaker was big then. Mankind.
Yep.
So, this... Having this whole giant main event, this, you know, multitude of guys all vying for this same champion, or this same couple of champions... is really what needs to happen, is really what I long for.
Right.
Because otherwise, we have Cena being champion unless he has to save the company with his muscles. Which, nah.
Yeah, there's not much there.
So.
Sorry, everyone, I'm being quiet because I'm looking through the FCW roster to see if there's anyone... I don't know if they wouldn't have their actual, like, ages or anything like that.
I mean, and the other thing I have to say is, you can't pick who's going to be the top guy.
It just kind of happens.
Yeah, it happens. And it happens because of reasons you don't pick. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
If WWE had their way, Rock would have been Rocky Maivia. And... how would that have gone? Can you not find anybody under 25?
I can't find anyone under 25. The youngest guy I could find is Bray Wyatt.
So,
there's Bo. There's his younger brother, Bo. He's got to be...
younger, because he's a younger brother?
22.
There you go.
Bo Dallas.
But, you know, 27 might be young enough. I don't know how young is young.
Right.
Although, you know, apparently they're looking for a guy to... be the top guy in the company for
and
it
has to be something
years.
That they can, you know, get behind for a long period of time.
It also had to be something. The real reason Cena has been the top guy for so long is because Cena has stayed. It's because Cena is genuinely happy where he is and has you know, no career ambitions beyond being WWE champion, being the face of the company.
Right.
And also hasn't been career-endingly injured.
Yeah, that helps.
Which could happen to their, you know, number one pick, whoever that is. And
it's one of those questions where it's like, I literally have no real answer for it. Like, I have no idea who's going to be the next guy. Like, I mean,
I don't know who's going to be the next guy.
He's still young.
Yeah. I want a roster, though, where there's enough top guys that one of the top guys can be injured for 6 months.
Right.
That, you know,
he can still step
in. There is a problem with Cena, and he definitely pushes himself, but pushing to get him back in the ring as fast as possible. Because otherwise they have 4 heels in the main event.
Like we got Monday night.
Yeah, and we have a few other weeks, you know, a few more weeks before Cena comes back. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's that. I think we're about out of time. We should mention real quick, this is being recorded prior to main event.
Yeah, the new show that WWE is debuting this week.
I'll give it a watch before next time.
Yeah.
Because, and I told Chris this before we recorded, because for the sole reason that Miz is going to be on commentary.
And that's enough to get the both of us to watch.
So, I'm really wondering if, you know, now that that has come to light, if that was why he got randomly commentary slotted a while back on Raw, is to give him some time on commentary to really try that out.
It's an odd way to do that, though, on their flagship show.
Yeah.
Maybe you throw him in on, like, Superstars, like, dip his toe in the water or something. And maybe they have. I haven't watched Superstars. I have no idea.
I don't know. Maybe they were looking for some crowd reaction. They threw him on Superstars, and they looked at Twitter and were like, nothing. All right, then. On to
the main show. Like, completely skip SmackDown.
Yeah. As do we all.
With a legit reason, yes.
Yeah. I'll make this declarative statement.
Okay.
As soon as Sheamus loses the belt, I'm going to watch SmackDown again. That's I think, a critical problem is Sheamus.
I am going to call dubious amounts of bullcrap. I don't think you will.
I'll watch every week, but I'll definitely watch. As ceremonial appreciation for the loss of the Sheamus title run.
You'll watch that next SmackDown whenever he loses the belt
and go,
that's it.
Oh!
It's like, oh, right, yeah. That's silly. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I call bullcrap. You're not going to start watching nothing.
I don't know. Do you realize how much wrestling there is now?
There's a lot of wrestling.
So, you got Mondays, Raw, NXT on Tuesdays, you get it, main event on Wednesdays, TNA on Thursdays, SmackDown on Fridays, Saturday Morning Slam on Saturdays. So, at least once a month, you have 7 straight days of wrestling.
That's too much.
Also,
like, I love wrestling, and, you know, Lord knows, you know, we wouldn't have a podcast without it, but you gotta say win sometimes, dude.
Also, Ring of Honor on Saturdays. If you watch that.
Yeah.
So, one time I watched the whole week worth, and that was without main event or Saturday Morning Slam.
How freaking tired were you?
It was 11 hours of wrestling.
How tired of wrestling were you that week?
I watched FCW after that. I watched some FCW videos just to be like, yeah, still going strong. But no, I was so done.
I want to watch actual television.
I mean, the thing is, you know, the thing is that all the shows are so long.
Right.
You know? And with stuff like TNA, which I don't watch with enough regularity to follow the stories 100%. Like, I keep track of the main stories.
Right.
But the middle story, you know, the mid-card, lower-card stories, I don't know who's the face, I don't know who's the heel.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the backup to this is. I don't know if I should care. I don't know if I would care if I watched them. I don't know.
Every wrestler on TNA just always comes out with a scowl. So it's hard to see.
Like, serious business.
No one's smiling.
Wrestling matters over there.
Obviously.
I mean, so there's stuff like that. And just even, you know, even a Raw and a SmackDown, like, story-wise, there's 2 to 3 stories that I really care to see furthered on a good Raw.
Raw.
I tried to say day and Raw at the same time on a good day.
It's a good Ray.
So, but, yep, that's that.
That is indeed that.
So, sorry for the short episode, but blame WWE.
I'm not sorry for nothing. Suck it.
How do we start our outro? I've blanked. Yes! You can follow us on Twitter! I forgot you could do that. Please do. Follow us on Twitter.
Leave it in.
On Mondays. That's about it.
Follow us where on Twitter, Joel?
I'm working on it. I just got off the saying that there's so much wrestling. And I'm like, we cover Mondays. So.
And take two.
You can follow us on Twitter, where we cover Raw every Monday. We might do a Thursday. We might do a Friday.
Probably not.
We're not going to promise. But we will do the appropriate Sundays. You can follow us at CR Attire.
If you have any comments, questions, anything you want us to bring up on the show, or hate mail, anything, send it to our email account. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We also have a Tumblr, classyringattire.tumblr.com, where you can find old episodes of this podcast and other wrestling shenanigans. Calm yourself.
I jumped the gun. Chris likes professionalism, and if you're listening to this podcast on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.